McDonald softball is on the air.
Your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Kadot. In fact, good evening as we're starting a little bit later on than normal. Caleb Swenson alongside Jason Bovey, a game we weren't necessarily originally planning to be able to broadcast today, but here we are. And Jason, glad to be able to do it. McDonald and Kadot, one of the final Western Clover Belt Conference games, one of the final three games of the season for the Lady Max, and a great opportunity again to finish on a high note.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy we're playing softball. I'm fresh out of my safe place,
yeah.
You know, with the storms we just had, and it was pretty dark, and I honestly didn't think we'd be playing ball tonight, but anytime you can, you know, you get to still play ball, you don't want to tell these girls a game's canceled. They don't want to lose a game. And you want to finish conference strong, right? You're getting to that point in the season where you don't have much time to do makeup games.
Yeah.
And it's good that we're going to be able to get this in here.
And again, I'll correct myself. I think this is the final conference game. I know it's senior night here in Kadot, but McDonald has two games left after this. Grantsburg on Monday, and then Somerset on Tuesday. Again, both of those weather permitting, and hopefully we'll be able to cover the Somerset game on Tuesday. But you've got some quality Division III competition coming up, but right now you want to make sure you take care of business against a Kadot team. You did beat 8-0 earlier, but they've got some good athletes here in Kadot, and again, their senior night, you know they want to end their conference slate on a high note as well, too, and so McDonald needs to continue that momentum that they started building earlier against Thorpe.
Yeah, this Kadot team's a good team. They're better than what their record shows.
Yeah.
Casey Muldrum, she's going to pitch at the next level for them, and you know, I've coached, or I've my daughter's played with Kennedy Nerdrum, and I know Lexi Bremnes real well, and there's athletes over here, and you know, they're a team that is much better than what their record shows.
I think they're 1-10 in conference along with Regis, and so at the bottom of the conference. But we've mentioned before, Regis has good athletes. They're playing well. Bloomer doesn't have the greatest conference record, but they're playing people tough right now. It's just, again, when you look at this conference, you have Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd at the top, then McDonald, then Thorpe. You just have... I really think an elite softball conference, and so some of those teams that are at the bottom of the conference, you never know what kind of noise they could make in a tournament game, simply because everybody's been really battle tested going through this gauntlet of conference play.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a team like your Kadot. I think they open up the playoffs against Spencer, and I think you're going to see teams in this Western Clover Belt make some noise in the playoffs. I mean, throw records out the window come playoff time. I mean, it's who you play in the regular season and. That's what makes you stronger in the playoffs.
Well, we're hoping that McDonald has some firepower in them here tonight. We saw a lot of it out at Thorpe. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we talk with head coach Rick Ruff and continue to break things down on WOGO Sports. It's Lady Max pregame. McDonald on the road at Kadot. Conference finale back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald's Softball Pregame here on WOGO Sports, here with head coach Rick Ruff. Conference game in the Western Clover Belt between your McDonald's Central Lady Macs and the Cadott Hornets. Coach Ruff, we saw you against Thorpe, got two wins, two needed wins to, again, stay in the top third of the conference standings. What do you need to accomplish here as you kind of finish out the conference schedule?
Yeah, this is where you start to build momentum for the playoffs. We need to come out here and play well, both offensively and defensively, so that we understand where we're at.
Obviously, you know your opponent of the playoffs got a four seed and loyal Greenwood you'll play. And then if you advance beyond that, we'll have the number one seed afterward. But right now, it's just a matter of finishing out the regular season, correct?
Yes, that is it. We've got Cadott here today, and then we've got two more games next week before we get to the playoffs. And they're all building steps or stepping stones for where we want to get to.
And finally, Coach, you talk about stepping stones. It seemed like you took some nice steps forward with those games against Thorpe.
Yes, our bats came alive against Thorpe. We're playing in a different park, and that score really gets lopsided in a hurry. And their outfield played tremendous. So we're looking forward to getting right back after it here.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff, McDonald Lady Macs pregame on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save. The game is over. The Cardinals win. Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald pregame on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on site. Our audio producer is Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios in Halley. On-site camera operator and video producer, the man on the ladder, is Sam Aberle here at Cadott. And we might even see a little sunshine coming in over the left field fence, Jason. And you know what? After all the weather that we had, you remarked at the beginning of the broadcast, it's great just to be able to play a softball game tonight.
Yeah. The sun's right above us, and, you know, it's like it was meant to be. It's never can complain when you can play ball.
Again, McDonald 12-7 coming into this game. Cadott 4-11. McDonald's in third place in the conference standings right now behind Fall Creek, who's 11-0 in conference. Stanley Boyd is 8-4 in conference, and McDonald is 7-4. Then Thorpe at 6-5, Bloomer at 5-6, and Cadott and Regis are both 1-10. But again, I think we'll probably mention this all throughout the broadcast, that when you look at these teams that are at the bottom of the conference, they still have a chance to do some damage in the postseason, and this is a Cadott team that McDonald absolutely cannot take lightly if they want to get their conference victory tonight.
Yeah, you and I talked to Coach Reiner after the game on Tuesday there, and he mentioned it too. You know, he said he's so happy with the conference that he's able to play in. He loves the competition. You know, it's just a solid conference from top to bottom, and that's exactly what you want. You don't want to be in a conference where you walk all over everybody and that, you know, you get better by doing that.
This is senior night here in Cadott, and again, they've lost 10 in a row. They're hungry for a win. This is a Cadott team that lost to McDonald 8-0 earlier on in the season, but you never know what could happen, especially on senior night. I know I've seen that on a lot of senior nights on the McDonald side, where knowing that it's their one of their last home games, they just have a little something extra, and regardless of the sport, you see that happening. And so, again, McDonald needs to make sure that they do the things that have brought them to this point and earned them that 4 seed in the playoffs. And that's, again, have solid pitching, heat up at the plate, and you're really looking, again, for that defense to be leak-proof today.
Yeah. I mean, you want to, keep playing good softball like we did Tuesday night. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Let's just play good softball, and you know, you play good mistake-free softball, have good patient at-bats, good things are going to happen on the scoreboard.
We're going to take another 2-minute break, an inch closer to game time here in Cadott, a little later than normal, but it should be a beautiful evening. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Softball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Just about game time here on WOGO Sports. McDonald's infield finishing up. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. You can catch a podcast of tonight's game later on or rewatch it on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, where you can catch highlights as well. Again, we'll be live streaming on that WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Tell a friend so that they can watch the game. If maybe they thought, hey, there's no possibility that softball is going to be played today and stayed home. Well, here we are, and looks like it should be a beautiful night. There's some folks gathered out there in left center field behind the fence. Looks like, again, there's some construction going on, a big dirt pile out there. I don't know if they're adding more parking over on that side. But
Or it looks like a remodel going on the school over there.
Thank you to Sam for zooming in so folks can see what we're talking about in the live video stream. But, I know that. Obviously, I know. They're adding, I think it's 20,000-plus square feet to the school. I knew that, and I'm not sure why I didn't remember. But, yeah, they're actually doing some really exciting things here at Cadott. And again, in fields like manufacturing and things like that, they're adding a lot more practical elements here for young people who want to go into those fields too. So actually some really exciting things going on here at Cadott, and we appreciate again our hosts here, as it was kind of a last minute, hey, is it all right if we come to cover the game, and they couldn't have been more welcoming, so we appreciate them very much. As McDonald gathering in the dugout, and it's time now for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What would be a key or two tonight here for McDonald trying to get that eighth conference victory?
For me, it's easy, Caleb. It's just no letdowns, playing smart softball, good defense, and patient at-bats.
Again, your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Hello to Riley, who always seems to be the one to remember that we have a dugout camp set up. And we're looking forward to, again, that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam, as we call it, to catch all the in-game reactions today. Remember, it's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City Chaos Water Park and on-site dining and on-site Caribou Coffee as well. Book your family's adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. We have the bleachers about half full with McDonald faithful out here tonight, and I know there was supposed to be a boys game tonight, and that got rained out because of weather, so the boys looking to play tomorrow night. We'll have it here on WOGO Sports, good Lord willing, and looking forward to McDonald and Shell Lake. Mark Halverson's going to be jumping in for me along with Seth Smisky, so that'll be tomorrow evening at 4:40. Also planning to cover McDonald baseball on Monday as well, too, as they'll be playing Warren Bovey, St. Thomas commit, and this Cadott boys team, so looking forward that on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Lady Mac softball picking up another quality non-conference opponent in Somerset. They were trying to play Somerset earlier and that didn't work out, so again, hoping the weather works out that they'll be able to take on another one of those quality middle border Division III teams.
Yeah, Somerset comes out of that conference where we saw Baldwin and Altoona, and again, that's another talented conference, and it's nice for us to be able to get a few games with those teams.
We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes with your game time on WOGO. McDonald on the road at Cadott, back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
All righty, first pitch about ready to go here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Dawson Halverson, man in controls at the WOGO home base in Halley. First pitch popped up by Kendall Heffler, and it will be caught in foul territory on that near side by Kennedy Nerdrum, the junior, and one away for McDonald. The pitcher is Casey Muldrum, the senior, number 23.
Again, Casey's a pitcher you don't want to let her get in a groove. She gets in a groove, she settles down. She's a good pitcher, and there's a reason why she's pitching at the next level.
Brings up Keegan Winger for McDonald. First offering for Muldrum. Fouled off. One strike count.
Both Kendall and Keegan coming out swinging right out the gate.
Keegan stands back in with an 0-1 count. Muldrum, the pitch, popped up and fouled off by Keegan Winger. Down to the count, 0-2. Some good velocity we're seeing from Muldrum already. Again, one of three seniors on this senior night for Cadott. No score, one away. Fouled back again. Keegan Winger fighting that one off. The three seniors on this senior night for the Cadott Hornets and head coach Lexi Rothbauer. Casey Muldrum, Riley Weeks, and Taryn Donahue. Low and in the dirt, skipping away from that one. Keegan Winger, 1-2.
They should be pretty solid next year yet, too.
Indeed. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Ball two, skips in and out of the catcher's glove. And Weeks, the senior's the shortstop. Muldrum, of course, the pitcher, and Taryn Donahue plays out in center for head coach Rothbauer. The 2-2 pitch to Winger. Swing and a miss. Dropped third strike, but the throw to first in time and two away for McDonald. It is not easy to strike out Keegan, so again, that's
no,
credit.
First time Casey went to the changeup, and first time Keegan saw it from her, and yeah, it's a hard one to sit on.
Riley Christensen leads the team in batting average. She had a great day against Thorpe. She'll stand in and pop the first one up and out of play. Muldrum quickly ahead in the count. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Max. Fouled off again by Riley. Muldrum up 0-2. Again, 10-game losing streak for Cadott. And they will try to snap here on senior night. McDonald's won two in a row, trying to get to three victories in a row for the first time this season. 0-2 pitch, Soft grounder toward third. Throw to first just in time. And McDonald goes down in sequence. 1, 2, 3. We'll step out and be back with the bottom of the first. Our score, McDonald nothing, Cannot nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald softball on WOGO Sports. Kelsey Bremnes, McDonald senior number 10, is in the circle for head coach Rick Ruff. 71 and a third innings pitched and 75 strikeouts versus just 17 walks. A 2.45 ERA to lead the team. And Kelsey matched up against Muldrum, sophomore against senior, in that pitching duel today.
Pretty impressive start by Muldrum to go 1-2-3 in our order. And
through the top of that order, yeah.
Cadot couldn't have asked for a better start.
Now they'll start with Lexi Bremnes. She's a junior third baseman. Number 3. Cadot in black uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the gold sleeves, gold socks, and a thin gold stripe along the sides of the pants. Cadot spelled out in white across the chest with gold piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue with white pinstripe uniforms, white numerals, and the gold piping.
Little family battle going on here. Second cousins, I think, Kelsey and Lexi are.
So Bremnes v. Bremnes here. Opening salvo from Kelsey. Bremnes catches the outside edge. Strike one. I'm not going to complain after the weather that we had, but this sun out of left field is directly in my eyes now.
I had my wife bring me some long sleeves. I thought it was going to cool down a lot.
Rise ball misses high for Bremnes. 1-1. Lexi Bremnes, junior third baseman, against Kelsey Bremnes, sophomore pitcher for McDonald. No score, bottom of the first. Pitch inducing a swinging strike two. Bremnes steps out. Toyson Ford is the dealership where you'll find a friend. They bring us the keys to the game before every Chi High and McDonald matchup. Toyson Ford, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Rise ball just outside, 2-2. Opening batter for Cadot. They blank McDonald, 1-2-3. In the top of the first, the 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three.
Nice
first
pitch,
punch out of the Kelsey. Game for Kelsey Bremnes. And Bremnes goes down. Brings up Kaylee Reinecke, sophomore catcher, number 17. Got a little Metallica Enter Sandman for her walk-up music.
Not a bad walk-up song.
I was going to say, for a sophomore, that's some good taste. You wouldn't expect that. Blowing in the dirt from Kelsey Bremnes for ball one. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations, Stelter Inc. 1-0 pitch, swinging strike one. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. One ball, one strike with one away and none on here in the bottom of the first for Cadot. Rising fastball through the zone for strike two. One ball, two strikes on Kaylee Reinecke, the sophomore catcher, number 17. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, swinging strike three. And two punch outs to start the game for Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey's drop ball is looking good tonight.
Brings up Kennedy Nerdrum, the junior. They go junior, sophomore, junior before the seniors come in at the 4 and 5 slots for head coach Lexi Rothbauer. Nerdrum, the junior first baseman, number 24, made a nice play on that foul pop-out. Strike one issued.
Starting off with a changeup. Looking good.
0-1 the count with two away. Remnitz the pitch. Grounder hooked foul along the third baseline. Put Bremenis ahead in the count, 0-2. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. They have offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. That's Chippewa Valley Financial Services. 0-2 counts. None on for Cadots. Kelsey Bremnis, the kick and the pitch. Line right back towards short. Gloved by Claire Ruff. The throw to first in time. Nicely done by Claire Ruff. 6-3 on the putout, and they go down in sequence for Cadot as well. After one complete, we're scoreless here in Cadot. Back in 60 seconds, this is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded, 3-3 game, the pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and
save, and the game is over, the Cardinals win.
Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Entering the bottom of the second here on WOGO Sports with Kelsey Bremnis striding to the plate after striking out two of the first three batters she faced. She'll take ball one low from Casey Muldrum, the senior.
You and I were talking off air about that play Claire made there, and what a beautiful play. That was to get out of that inning.
I mean, that was a base hit, and Claire just robbed it. There's a hard shot down the left field line for Kelsey Bremnis. She is rounding first, heading towards second with a stand-up double. She loves that third baseline and just hit a screamer to the outfield about 6 feet high.
Beautiful hit. Yeah, she kept it in fair territory. Couldn't ask for a better hit.
So leadoff batter aboard, bringing up Claire Ruff, who just made that beautiful play at short. Looking the season for Claire with a 455 OBP, 12 batted in. She's got one in scoring position right now. That's the first hit of the game for either side.
Chloe Flanagan in the run for the pitcher.
Chloe number 8, the junior. Claire showing bunt. She bunted very effectively at Thorpe. Back, a couple base hits.
Funny if you ask her about those bunts. I did that on purpose. That's exactly where I wanted that bunt.
I'd believe it. Pitch two. It's ball two. Claire stands back in from the right. Muldrum the pitch, rising through the zone. Ball three. 3-0 the count for Claire Ruff, McDonald sophomore shortstop.
Claire doing a good job laying off that rise ball.
Muldrum the pitch, Claire pops it up. And it's fouled and out of play. Strike one of this at bat. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, a quality shower door, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass, and don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack and a big problem. Again, call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 3-1 count. Claire Ruff, she'll send it out to deep left field. It drops in. Chloe Flanagan headed to the plate. Play at the plate and got her there. Good throw from left field. And that's the first out of the inning. Claire Ruff ends up at second. Chloe Flanagan, good speed, but just couldn't quite beat the throw from out there and left by Carly Davis.
Yeah, perfect throw, perfect catch by the catcher. And, you know, she had put the tag on her and got a little bit aggressive there, and that's okay. You want to do that, make them make plays.
So consecutive doubles for McDonald hitting brings up Lizzie Liebrandt, the sophomore catcher, number nine. Lizzie looks at a strike. Pitch one. Hitting 339 on the season. 15 runs batted in. Liebrandt takes ball one high. No score. One away for McDonald. We're in the top of the second at Cadott. Liebrandt is swinging a miss. Good velo there from Muldrum.
Yeah, she throws hard.
One ball, two strikes with one away and a runner at second. Pitch one hops, and that's going to send a runner to third for McDonald as Claire Ruff cruises in. She's definitely in scoring position as long as Lizzie can hit safely here, maybe even if not. A sack would bring her in. 2-2 counts. Liebrandt, hard shot to the shortstop, bobbled a little bit there. The throw to first in time, but Claire Ruff comes in to score the first run of the game. It's 1-0 McDonald, and another RBI for Liz Liebrandt. Two away, one in for McDonald.
That was a rocket hit to Weeks over there at short, and I don't think she had to take a stop. It was right to her and put her glove down and made the play.
So 1-0 the Lady Macs bring up Kiara Leinenkugel, the senior first baseman. Kiara takes the ball low and in the dirt. Good on-base percentage for Leinenkugel, right at .500.
She's been swinging a hot bat of late.
Two away, none on. Leinenkugel pops one out to left field.
Oh.
And it is dropped in left field, and so Kiara says thank you very much, and another double for McDonald. Another runner in scoring position. Aaliyah Bovey, sophomore second baseman, number two. We saw her make some splash plays in Thorpe the other night. Got a chance for an RBI here with Leinenkugel at second, two away. Strike one called on the outside edge. Aaliyah batting .229, has five runs batted in on the season. Muldrum the 1-0. Line shot right towards center. And that's going to bring Kiara Leinenkugel around, heading in to score head first slide. And Leinenkugel makes it 2-0, and there's another RBI for Aaliyah.
You know, Aaliyah started the season slow, struggling. She's putting the ball in play a lot, but, you know, like we saw in the Thorpe game, she's the bat's starting to come alive for her, and I knew that was coming. It was just a matter of time. She's too good of a player not to get hits.
Speaking of bats that have gotten going, big sister Avery Bovey takes strike one. If you look at that stat for Avery, we'll throw it up again here. An OBP of .538. Lines one foul.
Crowd is laughing. I'm not sure where that one ended up.
I wonder if it went into the building. And we've got construction off to our right. Muldrum the pitch, fouled back. One and two count here for Avery Bovey. With two away and two in for McDonald, Bovey pops one up. Foul. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, which hopefully no one had today. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels. When you need propane for your home or business, Quality Propane and Fuels committed to their customers, committed to their community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. McDonald Senior Avery Bovey at the plate. So ground one right in front of the plate. It's going to be a long throw for the pitcher, Muldrum. She will make the throw and end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second. Our new score, McDonald 2, Cadott nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. Learn more about Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire and how they can help you lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Been around for 15 years, the trusted leader in weight loss. Over a million pounds lost, 40,000 people. They have helped Livia Weight Control Centers. Again, find them by the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. I lost 55 pounds in 12 weeks. I've kept it off for over a year. Personalized weight loss and nutrition, that's Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Opening salvo from Kelsey Bremnes in there for strike one. McDonald now leading 2-0. She's facing Riley Weeks, one of those seniors on senior night, the shortstop, number two. Batting from the right. Pitch two, soft grounder. Claire Ruff will glove, throw to first in time, and one away.
Throw over to first, brought Kiara off the bag a little bit, just enough for the runner to get in there.
All right, so safe at first.
Yep.
Wrecked myself there, so Weeks aboard. Brings up Casey Muldrum, the senior pitcher, number 23. And a couple seniors in a row in this batting order for Coach Rothbauer and Cadott. Showing bunt, she'll try to drop it down right in front of the plate. It'll roll foul for strike one. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more at Bargain City Superstore. The 0-1 showing bunt again, and again bunting it foul is Muldrum. And she will not be able to move the runner aboard that way. And so with one at first and none out, probably swing away time for the senior pitcher, Muldrum.
She's a very good hitter. She can hit this ball out of the park and with one swing, too.
Bremnes, the 0-2 pitch, and that is her third strikeout of the game. Good pitch there to get Muldrum by Kelsey Bremnes. And you look at it coming in for Kelsey at 75 strikeouts and just over 71 innings. Up to 78 now. Another bunt laid down for Cadott. Throw to first by Keegan Winger. That'll get the runner. Advancing to second will be Riley Weeks, but now two away.
Nice scoop on Bovey covering the bag at first.
And Leah shifting over. That's Abby Bovey, the junior again, who is now at second. Up foul, Kiara Leinenkugel making a valiant dive for it.
She went after that one. A for effort there. Nice hustle, Key.
Carly Davis, junior left fielder, number six at the plate for Cadott. 0-1 count, runner at second, two away. The pitch from Bremnes, missed outside. 1-1. Hit high in the air, and it drops in for a base hit, and a run is going to come in for Kadot. An RBI single for Carly Davis. I thought Riley had a good beat on that one, but it just dropped a few feet in front of her. It was a long run up.
The ball dropped right where the grass started at the edge of the infield, and I think it fooled all of us. I lost it in the sun, and I thought it was deeper.
So 2-1. Now our score, swing and a miss for Taryn Donahue, the third senior on this senior night for Kadot. Center fielder, number one, bats in the eighth slot for Coach Lexi Rothbauer. Ball one. Runner now at first for Kadot. One run in to cut McDonald's two-run lead in half. 1-1. Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore, with the pitch, swinging strike two. Head in the count here on Taryn Donahue. On deck is Gracie Dom, the junior right fielder, number 16. 1-2, 2 away. Trying to strand the runner at first. Swing and a miss to end the inning, and that is 4 strikeouts already for Kelsey Bremnes. After 2 complete, our score, McDonald 2, Kadot 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball and WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. Kendall Heffler back at the plate for McDonald. 339 average for Kendall coming into this game.
First pitch was a ball there.
1-0 count, Muldrum the senior. Second offering is low. 2-0 count for Kendall Heffler. She had a ground out her first time up as she will hit one foul over toward us. 2-1 count. Heffler facing Muldrum for the second time. Senior against senior. Fouling it off along the third baseline. And it hit the McDonald bus.
It did. Hail damage.
Our vehicle is actually parked over in that general direction as well.
I think you guys are right in front of it there, aren't you?
I feel like the bus can take it a little bit better than the Wogomobile. Kendall Heffler now will line one out to the shortstop. And it's gloved for out one of the inning. Riley Weeks casually snags it.
Like that one hit the inside of the bat for Kendall.
Brings up Keegan Winger. Keegan struck out her first time up. And she will not this time as she sends a deep shot. Oh, excuse me. It did not hang in fair territory. I was going to say, she got a big piece of that one and sent it deep out to right. But hooked foul. So 0-1 the count on Keegan Winger. 435 OBP. Was driven in 13 with a 350 average. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, the dealer where you'll find a friend. They bring us the Toys and Ford keys to the game. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, Craig and the crew. Appreciate their support of Chi High McDonald Athletics, always. The 0-1 pitch from Muldrum, rising through the zone, ball one. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need, plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. In a moment. 1-1 pitch, low in the dirt. Again, opening an account is easy at RCU. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. The 2-1. Shot high into the air in foul territory and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Now on Keegan Winger. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, 715-720-4000. The 2-2 pitch to Winger just missed. Count has worked full, 3-2.
Keegan with a good at bat here. Let's see her win it here.
2-1 lead for McDonald. One away. The 3-2 fighting it off is Keegan Winger. And that one headed over our heads here. Don't forget to check out that Metropolis Resort Smile Cam on our WOGO Sports Live video stream brought to you by Metropolis Resort, Action City, Chaos Water Park. Again, the payoff pitch fouled off to stay alive. Keegan Winger, Metropolis Resort, constant smiles and fun. That's why they bring you the Smile Cam in the McDonald dugout. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, Action City, Chaos Water Park. Remember, they have on-site dining for you, on-site caribou coffee. Book your family adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Again, the payoff pitch. Keegan Winger again hits it foul deep into right field. They're going to lose a lot of balls out in that construction area. Kelsey Bremnes, who is on deck.
I saw a couple. Lauren Duescher's dad behind the fence there, sneaking, getting it, helping out with grabbing a few balls.
Three balls, two strikes, one away, none on for McDonald. They lead 2-1 here in the top of the third. Muldrum, the pitch is low. Take your base. Working that walk was Keegan Winger. And Winger is aboard.
Those are the at-bats as a, you know, McDonald team that you want to win. And that was a heck of an at-bat for Keegan there.
Riley Christensen comes back to the plate. She had a ground out to third, her first time up. Riley now with a runner at first. Takes the ball high.
Again, Casey Muldrum with that has a great rise ball. That's a hard pitch for girls to lay off.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Muldrum the senior on her senior night. The pitch, one hops to her catcher, and the runner takes off to second. And in scoring position, Keegan Winger. With Riley Christensen at the plate. McDonald leading 2-1, one away and one on for the Lady Macs. They're 12-7 on the season. Cadot 4-11. Donald right now in third place in the conference standings behind Fall Creek and Stanley Boyd. 2-0 pitch, fouled back by Riley, 2-1. I do believe Fall Creek has officially claimed the conference title, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
at this point in the season, so congratulations to Coach Saransky and the Crickets. The 2-1 pitch, Riley sends a rocket out to center field past a diving center fielder. Keegan Winger coming in to score. Riley digging past second. She is headed to third with a stand-up RBI double. And Riley swings the hot bat once again. It's 3-1 McDonald.
That was a rocket hit out to the center fielder. And that center fielder
made a valiant dive.
She did.
That was the senior Donahue.
For a second, I thought we were in Thorpe again watching that outfield. And she was close to catching that ball.
That would have been an absolutely superhuman play if she made it. And she was close. A lot of credit to Donahue. And the grass probably kind of wet out there still, so we'll drive on that. First pitch swung on and popped up, caught for Kelsey Bremnes as Kennedy Nerdrum eats that one up. So Riley is at third. Bremnes is retired. And Claire Ruff, who had a double and scored a run her first time up, back at the plate for the Lady Macs. And Claire sends one out to left field. Then the center fielder running in, Taryn Donahue, and she makes the play. And that'll end the inning for McDonald. They get one more across. Our updated score as we head to the bottom of three. It's McDonald 3, Cadott 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Live video streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Again, search WOGO Sports, subscribe there so you never miss a McDonald or Chi High broadcast. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore with new items added every day and amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. That's Bargain City Superstore. First offering from Kelsey Bremnes is strike as per usual tonight. She's facing Gracie Dom for the first time. The right fielder, number 16, the junior, here in the third. McDonald leading 3-1. We're in the bottom of the third at Cadott. Fouled back, strike two on Dom.
And what a beautiful night for softball.
It really didn't look like it would be just 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Nothing in two on Gracie Dom, the right fielder. The pitch, caller out, strike three called, and that is the fifth strikeout of the game already for Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey finding that rhythm.
Brings up the top of the order, and Lexi Bremnes, the junior third baseman, number three. She struck out her first time up. 3-1 McDonald lead. Kelsey the pitch, slow roller toward third. Keegan Winger, the throw to first, gets away from Kiara Leinenkugel, and that's going to give two to Cadott as Bremnes aboard at second. So Bremnes in scoring position for Kaylee Reinecke, sophomore catcher. She struck out her first time up. And Bargain City Superstore is name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, they're next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire, Bargain City Superstore. Hot shot to Claire Ruff. She'll throw to first for one. Carolina Gula throw to Keegan Winger at third. Not in time. Runner advances. But one more out.
Claire did a good job looking the runner back, holding. Made the play at first and
close to a doubling.
Yeah, Kiara made a fast snap back to third and just a few steps away from having that double play.
Kennedy Nerdrum, junior first baseman. Grounded out to Claire Ruff, her first time up, back of the plate. She will hit another one to Claire. Claire backhands it, not quite able to scoop it in time. And a run comes in. It's 3-2 McDonald. And safe at first is Nerdrum. That would have been a tough play.
Yeah, Claire did a good job keeping that ball in front of her. Unfortunately, a run still scored. But
brings up Riley Weeks, who reached on an error and scored a run her last time up. 3-2, McDonald's lead cut to 1. Weeks One of those seniors for Coach Rothbauer. Three of them here on senior night. Takes ball one. One 0 count with two away and a runner at first for Kanad. Go ahead, run at the plate. Swing and a miss. It's even the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike on Riley Weeks. She'll hit a slow roller. Aaliyah Bovey will glove it, throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. Kadot gets one across. Our updated score, McDonald 3, Kadot 2. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Again, dovetailing off that Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, find out more at Livia.com. It's doctor-recommended personalized weight loss, one-on-one support and encouragement. Hear about the weight loss medications, GLP-1, semaglutide, tirzepatide, NAD+, Lipo B12. They have them all, and again, they can let you know if that will work best for you. I went through their weight loss and nutrition program that they designed for me. It was step-by-step, easy to follow, lost 55 pounds in 12 weeks. I've kept it off for over a year. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Lizzie Liebrandt back at the plate for the Lady Macs. Their lead now cut to a single run, 3-2. Sunshine-filled sky in Kadot out and left. Muldrum first pitch swung on by Liebrandt. Pop up just beyond the infield and gloved there by Riley Weeks, the senior, and one away for McDonald. Brings up Kiara Leinenkugel for the Lady Macs. And Kugel takes strike one. And she has power in her bat. Is that the Gilman Thorpe Slam Fest, I believe you mentioned, that she hit a bomb?
Should have had two. It's nice to see a big smile on her face after that game. I was proud of her. I think it's been, she hit a couple as a sophomore, maybe, I think it was, and nice to see her get another one.
1-1 count now, swing and a miss. 1-2 for Kiara Leinenkugel. Toyson Ford, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Craig and the crew, they bring us the keys to the game. Toyson Ford, the dealership where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Kiara Leinenkugel gets underneath this one and sends it over the right fielder's head. Kiara rounding first, digging for two, and she will head all the way to third. It is going to be a stand-up triple for Kiara Leinenkugel. What a poke.
Yeah, the right fielder had that one. It looked like she had a bead on it, and the ball kept sailing, and it looked like she, you know, the right fielder ran in a little bit too much on it.
Brings up Aaliyah Bovey. Bovey with five RBIs coming into the game. Now she's up to six. She had an RBI single her first time up. Another opportunity here for the sophomore.
Jasmine Gerber in the run for Kiara.
So Jasmine now standing at third.
I shouldn't say in the run, substitute into the game.
And we're in the top of the fourth, McDonald leading 3-2, hoping to extend the lead. One away, Gerber the sophomore at third. Popped up by Bovey behind the plate and gloved for the second out of the inning. Kaylee Reinicke, the sophomore, quickly out of her stance. And that brings up Avery Bovey. Bovey coming to the plate with a runner again, firmly in scoring position.
Seems like we left a couple runners on tonight on third base. It'd be nice to get this one in.
455 average for the McDonald senior, the DP tonight. 2 away, top of the fourth, 3-2 lead McDonald. First pitch, ball one, pops away from the catcher Reinicke for a moment. One and zero the count with two away, a 3-2 lead for McDonald. Runner at third. Blowing in the dirt and coming toward home, sliding in is Skirber. It is 4-2 McDonald.
We'll take it.
Bovey doesn't have to get the RBI. It comes in. 2-0 count is the wind picking up a little bit here. So the base is clear for Avery Bovey, the senior DP. Makes a big cut, strike one. 4-2 lead for McDonald. Got that run back that they lost in the bottom of the third. Muldrow, the pitch, just missed outside. 3-1, a hitter's count here for a great hitter in Avery Bovey. Muldrow, the senior, against Bovey, the senior. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Count has worked full with two away. Top of the fourth in a tight game here in Cadott. Senior night for the Hornets. Conference finale for McDonald. The payoff pitch popped up. And that looks to be playable by the shortstop Weeks. She makes another play. Has been solid over there at the sixth spot. And we head to the bottom of four with our updated score, McDonald 4, Cadott 2. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac Softball on WOGO.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Entertaining softball game here at Cadott. McDonald leading 4-2, bottom of the fourth. Kelsey Bremnes, opening pitch of the at-bat, sails in high to Casey Muldrow. Bremnes' counterpart, the senior pitcher, number 23. Looking at Dawson Halverson, our audio producer. The WOGO studios in Halley, swinging strike one. Sam Aberle, our video producer, camera operator here on site.
You got to give Cadott a lot of credit. They're playing good softball here today.
So what do you expect in a Western Cloverbelt Conference game? Foul tip straight back for strike two. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back again, fighting it off, is Muldrow, the senior. One ball, two strikes, none on, no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Just a two-run game, 4-2, McDonald with the lead. They got one in the top of this fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch, reaching out and lining it toward first, and not quite able to grab it over there. I think Jasmine Gerber actually snuck in to play first, and I was not paying attention.
Yep. She came into the game when she was running for Kiara there. And
so Gerber now at first, had a glove on it, couldn't quite haul it in foul territory. So 1-2 again. Bremnes, the pitch, rising through the zone, ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Casey Muldrum, the senior. Bremnes, the pitch, line foul along the third baseline. Keegan Winger diving to a knee, trying to get a hold of that one. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. 2-2 count. Bremnes, the pitch, reaching out, popping it up. And a diving attempt made by Aaliyah Bovey. Just couldn't quite get it. Gotta love the hustle that you're seeing all over the field for McDonald defensively.
I actually thought that was going to be a ball Jasmine was going to catch. She was backing up on it. I'm not sure what happened there. And then Aaliyah came running into the pitcher.
Casey Muldrum, the senior, struck out her first time up. 2-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. And that is punch out number six for Kelsey Bremnes. Brings up Abby Bovey.
Big strikeout for Kelsey.
Bovey, the junior second baseman. Grounded out to third, her first time up. Now one away for Kadot. Only lefty in the lineup is Bovey, I believe. The junior looking to slap. Ball one.
We've seen a few slappers, haven't we, Caleb?
We have. As you mentioned before, just can be a tough out if they're skilled at what they do. Bovey, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. And Bovey, the junior. One away, none on for Kadot. 4-2 lead for McDonald here in the bottom of the fourth. Bremnes, the pitch, little grounder, pop to Keegan Winger. The throw to first gets away from Gerber. Throw to second and the tag, and McDonald gets the out at two with Aaliyah Bovey. And I'm not sure if that was Gerber just recovering over there.
I think it was Olivia Wolf in right field. She did her job backing up that throw, how you teach it, right? And she made a beautiful throw to Leah on second and got the out.
As the second out of the inning. Brings up Carly Davis, the junior. She had an RBI single her first time up. She'll pop one up into the air. Looks to be playable for Aaliyah Bovey. And going down 1-2-3, the Kadot Hornets in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Our score, McDonald 4, Kadot 2. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove.
It's gonna be
tight. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save, but the game is over. The Cardinals win. Boivier able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Kendall Heffler strides to the plate for the third time today, looking for her first hit. She's fouled out, lined out. Takes ball one. 4-2 lead for McDonald, top of the fifth. Outside ball two on Kendall Heffler. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. 2-0 pitch. Strike call. Quality propane and fuels committed to their customers, committed to their community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Moldrum against Heffler, senior against senior. Kendall will hit one high into the air in foul territory along the third base line, and it is scooped up there by Bremnes for the first out of the inning.
Getting that rise ball coming up high in the zone. Kendall, you know, likes those high ones a little bit.
Brings up Keegan Winger. Struck out and then battled Muldrum her last time up to reach on a walk. Ball one issued by the senior Muldrum. And Winger has driven in 13 on the season. Muldrum 1-0 pitch. That one misses as well. 2-0 on Keegan Winger. Don't let a small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. It's White City Glass. 2-0 pitch, low and in the dirt, 3-0 on Keegan Winger. Three balls, no strikes. Muldrum, the senior, the pitch. Four-pitch walk, and once again reaching base. Keegan Winger.
Anyway, right?
And brings up Riley Christensen. Right now for McDonald, that's who you want at the plate when you've got somebody on base is Riley. The 535 average and 22 runs batted in. He's hit five homers as well. Show and bunt. It's pulled back. Keegan takes off, headed towards second, head first slide. And she's in there safely in scoring position.
Nice stolen base for Keegan.
Riley on the day, a ground out her first time up in the first. And a one RBI triple, stand-up triple in the third. 1-0 count. Riley, hard shot, just gets past the shortstop, and there is no play as Riley beats out the throw. At first, they're at the corners with one away for McDonald.
Shortstop still made a good effort on that. I thought there's no way that she would have a chance throwing out Riley with her speed, and it was closer than I thought.
And a hard hit ball as per usual. And Riley gets a hold of it. Brings up Kelsey Bremnes. One away, runners at the corners for the McDonald sophomore pitcher. Riley takes off. She is headed to second. Comes in standing up, and McDonald trying to force an errant throw as Keegan Winger dancing over there at third. Two in scoring position now for Kelsey Bremnes.
Shortstop tried to cut that throw down and catch our runner on third off the base, and heads up by Keegan over there.
The pitch, hard shot to the shortstop. She will glove throw to first on a pump, and a run comes in for McDonald to make it 5-2. Riley will stay put at second. And actually, they're saying Kelsey beat out that throw.
Yeah.
And she did, so two aboard. And the RBI for Kelsey Bremnes as Chloe Flanagan will come in to run for her. So Keegan Winger comes in to score. Riley at second. Chloe Flanagan at first.
I almost thought she was out there. That shortstop did a good job holding our base runner, and she still, I mean, threw the ball late, and I thought almost had her.
So Claire Ruff at the plate with one away and two on. Now a 5-2 lead, showing bunt. Claire backs off. Took ball one. Donald trying to pull away a little bit here. Again, a long way to go, but now leading 5-2. Ruff takes ball two. Dropped by the catcher, and runners will take off. They're at second and third. Now two in scoring position for Claire Ruff. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Ruff stands back in with the sun getting close to setting here, Cadot. We've got a little sunshine remaining for a while. 2-0 pitch shows bunt, and a diving catch made by the first baseman. What a nice play there by Kennedy Nerdrum.
Yeah.
Wow, she laid out for that one. That's the second out of the inning. Brings up Lizzie Liebrandt, runners still at second and third. Tip of the cap. Well done.
Absolutely. Great play by the first baseman.
Lizzie, we know, has power. Takes ball one from Muldrum. Casey Muldrum, the seniors, pitched well. Cadot trailing 5-2 to your McDonald Lady Macs. Now two away. Hornets trying to get out of this one. Blown in the dirt for Liebrandt. And they're at second and third with one out. Now a chance to get out of it. Just one run across for the Hornets. 5-2 lead, low and in the dirt. That gets away, and a run is going to come in to score. 6-2 McDonald as Riley comes in to score the sixth run of the game for the Lady Macs. Chloe Flanagan advances to third.
Nice job by Riley recognizing the pass ball. And as a coach, you don't need to tell her to go. She's on it.
3-0 count for Lizzie Liebrandt. First strike of the at-bat makes it 3-1. Two away for McDonald. Two in now here in the fifth. 6-2 lead. Liebrandt takes one inside. They're at the corners with two outs as Liebrandt works the walk with two away. Kiara Leinenkugel, who had a big triple her last time up, strides to the plate again. Leinenkugel, a double and a triple on the night.
Lauren Buescher running for the catcher.
So Buescher makes her debut in the game. The junior. She's at first. Leinenkugel at the plate, facing her fellow senior in Muldrum. Buescher at first, Chloe Flanagan at third. Muldrum, first pitch, called strike. And Buescher's going to take second. Two outs.
Nice little delayed steal for Lauren.
Oh-1 pitch, hard shot to third. It's bobbled a little bit there. Throw across the diamond in time. McDonald plates two more. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Our new score, the Lady Macs 6, the Hornets 2. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Again, WOGO Sports, subscribe there so you never miss a Chi High or McDonald game broadcast. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you at Cadott. McDonald leading 6-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Kelsey Bremnes produces a foul way out into left field. Long chase there by Kendall Heffler. That is strike one. Taryn Donahue. Donahue the senior. Kelsey at six strikeouts. 1-1 count here. Grounder foul. Bremnes ahead in the count, 1-2. Six-two lead for McDonald, bottom of the fifth. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Chopper, right back to Bremnes. She will glove throw to first in time to Gerber. Nope. And the first out of the inning.
Miranda Johnson.
Miranda Johnson. So Johnson now playing first. Results is the same. 1-3 on the putout as Donahue is retired. As of Gracie Dom, who struck out her first time up back in the third. One away for Cadott. Bremnes the pitch, just missed outside. One and zero the count with one away. Four-run lead for McDonald, bottom of the fifth. Hoping to sweep the season series against Cadott. Swing and a miss. By Dom. Due up next is Lexi Bremnes, who struck out and reached on an error on her night. 1-1, one strike. Bremnes the pitch. Miss low.
Definitely tell that cold front's moving in.
Yeah, I may regret by the end of this game wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
2-1, one strike on Gracie Dom. Kelsey Bremnes the pitch. Changing speeds, miss wide. 3-1. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so, so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, now in Rice Lake, coming soon to Eau Claire. Missing wide, a rare walk
for Kelsey Bremnes.
Again, if you look at the stats for Bremnes on the season, I believe that's just the 18th walk of the entire season for Kelsey. Dom, a patient at bat, and she is aboard here in the bottom of the fifth. The top of the order now at the plate. Lexi Bremnes, junior third baseman. Bremnes struck out and again reached on an error. This pitch two misses. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Pardon me, I believe 1-1 count actually. Swing and a miss, strike two. Four run lead for McDonald, 6-2. One away for the Cadott Hornets. 1-2 count on Lexi Bremnes, the junior. Bremnes the pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 on the night for Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey Bremnes doing a great job tonight on the mound.
Brings up Kaylee Reinecke, looking for her first hit. She struck out in the first to ground out to Claire Ruff her last time up. Strike one called. One runner at first, that's Gracie Dom, who drew the walk. Two away for Cadott. Bremnes the 0-1 pitch. Induces a swinging strike two. Wow, that's a tough pitch.
Yeah. Nice off speed, and it had some nice spin to it.
Nothing in two, the count. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, swinging, strike three. That is eight. Punched out for Kelsey Bremnes on the night. We'll be back in the sixth. Our score, McDonald 6, Cadott 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Find out more about Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire by calling 855-GO-LIVIA, visiting LIVEA-LIVIA.com, or stop in by the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire, Livia Weight Control Center. Doctor-recommended weight loss solutions. It's simple. It works. Worked for me. Lost 55 pounds. Kept it off for well over a year now. Again, one-on-one support, personalized encouragement. They'll make it easy for you. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Top of the sixth, McDonald leads 6-2. Aaliyah Bovee back at the plate for the Lady Macs, trying to add to this four-run lead. Takes ball one. Again, Kelsey Bremnes has just been excellent here tonight by our unofficial count. Eight strikeouts through the first five innings. Ball rising through the zone. Bovee lays off. 2-0 the count.
I don't know the pitch count, but if I were to guess, I would say she's got a pretty healthy pitch count tonight, too.
First strike of the at-bat as Muldrum finds the mark. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford. Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, Craig and the crew, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 2-1 pitch, grounder toward third, throw to first in time. And Bovee is retired for the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout, Lexi Bremnes to Kennedy Nerdrum. Brings up Avery Bovee. The ground out and a pop out so far. Foul one straight back. Strike one. Again, looking to reach as she does over half the time, as you see with the 538 OBP. 0-1 pitch, that's a liner out to left field, and that's a base hit. As expected, Avery Bovee brings up the top of the order, and Kendall Heffler.
Tonight.
So Bovee aboard, and Kendall Heffler, who's also looking for her first hit. Her team leading 6-2 in the top of the sixth. Good opportunity to try to move the runner around.
Olivia Wolf running for Avery.
So Wolf at first. Kendall Heffler pulls back. Wolf dives in head first to second.
Nice hustle, Olivia, on that one.
Now in scoring position, Olivia Wolf on the stolen base. 6-2 lead McDonald. Top of the sixth, one away. Runner at second for Kendall Heffler, the Lady Mac senior. Kendall gets a big piece of one, sends it way out to center field, and it's back to the fence. Kendall all the way around second, heading to third. Wolf comes in to score. It's a stand-up RBI triple for Kendall Heffler.
Awesome 7-2. Hit, Kendall Heffler there. And I was saying it in my head. I didn't want to say it out loud. And like, this girl's due for one, Caleb, and she got one finally. Nice rip, Kendall.
Drives in the run, Olivia Wolf. in to score. The Lady Macs trying to add some insurance as we get later on in the game. Leading 7-2, swing and a miss for Keegan Winger. As she comes back to the plates for the Lady Macs in that two slot. Keegan also looking for her first hit of the day. She's reached two out of three times. Two walks. Takes ball two. The pitch. Hard shot by Keegan. That's going to get out to center field. And Keegan, an RBI single. 8-2, the Lady Macs.
Nothing to complain about with Keegan's day at the plate. Nice hit there.
And she's reached three out of four times after that first strikeout. Two walks and now an RBI base hit. And Riley Christensen at the plate. But still just one away and an 8-2 lead for the Lady Macs. Muldrum the pitch. Rising high, ball one, snap throw to first to hold the runner there. Riley bats in the three slot for Coach Rick Ruff. Eight to two lead for the Lady Macs. Riley, hard shot out to center field, and that's another hit for and she is heading past second. Another stand-up triple. A run comes in. Riley slides just for good measure, but it's 9-2, McDonald. Her second triple of the night.
Another great hit by Riley. Put it in spot there in the right center field. And I think that one got to the fence.
As Keegan comes around to score. Kelsey Bremnes now at the plate for the Lady Macs. Facing Muldrum for the fourth time. Bremnes leans away from ball one inside. Bremnes now at 16 runs batted in so far tonight. Has a chance for another one. Takes ball two. Riley Christensen at third. Muldrum the pitch. Missed outside. 3-0 on Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes stands back in from that right side. Her team leading 9-2. The pitch, inside ball, gets away from the catcher momentarily. That was strike one called. Claire Ruff on deck. 3-1 count to Kelsey Bremnes. The pitch, inside and caught the edge again. Kelsey was headed down the first baseline. Thought she drew a walk there. Instead, the count's full.
Again, when I see a pitcher do that, she usually knows if that's a strike or not.
Hard shot, foul along the third baseline. Just one away from McDonald. Claire Ruff on deck. Lizzie Liebrandt in the hole. Kelsey Bremnes at the plate for the Lady Macs. Full counts. Runner at third. Muldrum the pitch. Again, hit foul.
Glad Sam over there is on his toes.
Rattling the fence.
I asked him the other night if he was ever worried about a foul ball coming his way, and he said the thought did cross his mind once or twice.
Honestly, I'm the one with the black eye right now, but that was from a football. Kelsey Bremnes sends a deep shot to left field. It's all the way back almost to the fence, but caught out there.
That's a play that's going to drive Coach Ruff.
Carly nuts. Davis, well done.
He's coaching Riley up over there. That's a ball where you have to be as a base runner. You have to be on the bag. And once that ball is caught, that's a ball you got to score on. That should be a run for us.
Another hard shot, and that will score the run for McDonald as Claire Ruff pokes the first pitch she sees into left field, and it is 10-2, the Lady Macs. An RBI single.
She took an extra base on it, too.
And all the way to second.
Yeah.
So Riley comes in to score the 10th run of the day for the Lady Macs. Lizzie Liebrandt at the plate. Two away for McDonald, leading by eight. Lizzie rips one right back to the pitcher Muldrum, and that will end the inning. But McDonald puts four more across as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Our new score, the Lady Macs 10, the Hornets 2. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Softball on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Caleb Swenson, Jason Bobey with you in Cadott. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Our audio producer, Sam Aberle, camera operator and video producer on site here at the home of the Hornets. 10-2 lead for McDonald in the bottom of the sixth. Conference finale for the Lady Macs. Looking for win number 13 on the season. Cadott on their senior night. Hoping for a comeback here. 8-run lead for the Lady Macs. 8 strikeouts through 5 innings for Kelsey Bremnes. First pitch, grounder to Keegan Winger. The throw to first, picked there by Miranda Johnson for out one of the inning. One pitch, one out, as Nerdrum is retired.
Keegan's had a couple tough throws here tonight, and it was nice to see her make a good throw again over there to first.
Riley Weeks, the senior shortstop, now at the plates for Cadott. Reached on an error in the second. Right out to Aaliyah Bovey, her last time up. Ball one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one away, 1-0 count. Bremnes the pitch, changing speeds. Ball two. And on the docket on our WOGO sports calendar, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with you. Tomorrow night, weather permitting, for McDonald Baseball against Shell Lake. Doubleheader on Saturday with Chi High softball. Ball three outside. Chi High taking on some quality competition in Watertown and Kimberly. So stay with us for that. McDonald baseball again against Cadott on Monday night, and McDonald softball on Tuesday nights against Somerset.
Cadott baseball has that stud pitcher.
Warren Bovey.
Yeah, I've seen his name in the headlines a few times.
Strike one. Headed to St. Thomas, Division I baseball player Warren Bovey. And, having watched him play a couple times, he every bit looks the part. Swing and a miss. Count worked full. Fighting back here, Kelsey Bremnes against Riley Weeks, the senior. 3-2 count, one away, none on for Cadott. Trailing McDonald 10-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Bremnes the payoff pitch. Couldn't quite hit the mark. Just the second walk of the game. And a patient at bat for Weeks. She works the walk, brings up Casey Muldrum. She struck out twice in the second and the fourth. Ball one high. Looking to move is Riley Weeks, trying to get into scoring position. It's easier said than done when Lizzie Liebrandt's behind the plate.
It's tough to run on Lizzie.
The 1-0. This is low. 2-0 the count. Bottom of the sixth. One away, one on for Cadott. McDonald leads 10-2. You're on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch. A little shot to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first, scoop nicely by Miranda Johnson. Leadoff runner advances to second. McDonald sacrifices that for the second out of the inning. So Weeks at second. Muldrum is retired 5-3 on the ground out. Brings up Abby Bovey, the junior second baseman. Last time up, she hit a single, tried to stretch it into a double, and was thrown out by Olivia Wolf at second, fouling it off along the third baseline. Still a 10-2 lead for McDonald, but a runner in scoring position for Cadott. Their second baseman, Abby Bovey, at the plate. The lefty again hits it foul. Down the count, 0-2. Due up Carly Davis, the junior, who has an RBI to her name tonight. Nothing in two. Bremnes, the pitch. Little bouncer to Claire Ruff. Ruff throws on the run to first to Miranda Johnson, and that will end the inning. Another smooth play by the McDonald sophomore shortstop as we head to the seventh. Our score remains McDonald 10, Cadott 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Top of the seventh in Cadott. 10-2. McDonald leads by 8. And Miranda Johnson at the plate for the first time takes ball 1.
Young sophomore getting a chance to swing the bat.
Batting in that 7 slot. Big cut. Swing and a miss. Leah Bovey due up next. One and one from Muldrum. Misses outside. Good eye there by Johnson. Muldrum, the senior. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and Johnson is retired. Brings up Aaliyah Bovey with one away. Second strikeout on the night for Muldrum on her senior night. Bovey takes ball 1 outside. Leah Bovey, the sophomore second baseman. She'll send a shot out to center field, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Leah Bovey is aboard here in the seventh.
A little excited there.
She should be.
She recognized there was no one on first base, so she thought about, maybe I can stretch this one out. And she stopped about halfway and back and came back to first. Nice hit.
Brings up Avery Bovey. And as you mentioned with Aaliyah, so the batting average doesn't look gaudy because, again, it was a bit of a scuffle and a struggle earlier on in the season. But at the right time, the bat's coming alive for her. Avery Bovey swats one foul on the first baseline.
And if you're Coach Ruff, that's what you want. The bottom of this lineup, you know, if we can get them going in playoffs, we're gonna be a tough out.
0-1 on Avery Bovey from Muldrum. Swing and a miss. 0-2, Aaliyah Bovee at first. One away here, top of the seventh. McDonald leading 10-2 on the road at Cadott. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on what's turned into a very nice Thursday night. Shot along the third base line, throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. Two away for McDonald. Brings up the top of the order.
Let's see if
Kendall Heffler with that.
Can stay hot. I think you and I both wanted to say the same thing there.
And she had that big triple, and she was just due for it.
Yeah.
Opening salvo from Muldrum. Bring it up for a strike.
I've had multiple conversations with Kendall outside the dugout, and she's just like, Jason, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. and she's just trying too hard.
Takes ball one. For those wondering, the Timber Rattlers trying to make a furious comeback right now in Chippewa Falls Youth Baseball down 13-11, and I owe my kid ice cream because he just singled. There's a shot by Kendall Heffler to the shortstop, throw across the diamond in time, and that'll end the seventh for McDonald. We head to the bottom of seven. Our score, McDonald 10, Cadott 2. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and
save, the game is over, the Cardinals win.
Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Lady Mac Softball and WOGO, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you. We are in the bottom of the seventh. McDonald with a 10-2 lead. Here on the road at Cadott in the conference finale. Leading by eight. Trying to seal the deal. Kelsey Bremnes has been highly effective, to say the least, as a pitcher here tonight.
Yeah, she threw a, good game. Good game today.
Now Riley Christensen has come in. First pitch strike. Riley had nine strikeouts against Thorpe in the second half of that doubleheader. Pitch too wide. Give you a look at the season stats for Riley as a pitcher. 36 strikeouts, 19 walks, and 43 and a third innings pitched. A grounder to Keegan Winger. Throw to first in time. Miranda Johnson snaps it up. First out of the inning.
I think it's safe to say both of our pitchers this year, Kelsey and Riley, have done a great job on the walks.
They really have. Again, you talk to other coaches around the conference and walks are one of those things that I think can just drive coaches mad as Riley whistles one in for strike
Absolutely.
One. Put so much stress on the rest of your defense. Kind of changes the way you pitch as well, too, when there's runners aboard. Line foul. And Riley quickly ahead in the count 0-2.
Especially like good teams like Fall Creek, Grantsburg. When you give them free passes, you know, on let them on base like that, you know, it lets them do so much more as a team. I mean, it just puts that much more pressure on us.
Nothing into the count. Riley the pitch. Line foul. It'll stay at 0-2 on Taryn Donahue. One of those three seniors on their senior night here at Cadott. Gracie Dom, the junior right fielder, is on deck. 10-2 lead for McDonald. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. Riley the pitch. Rising ball one. 1-2 counts. Donahue batting from the right, doesn't chase a rise ball again, 2-2. Lady Max looking for win number 13, trying to win three in a row for the first time this season as well. Blowing in the dirt, count has worked full. 3-2 counts. You're on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Two outs left to get for Riley Christensen and co. for McDonald. Little blooper, loved by Miranda Johnson along the first baseline. Out two of the inning. Johnson's showing a good glove over there.
Yeah, she's going to be a solid between her and Jasmine. Our future at first base is, you know, looking bright.
And Lyndon Kugel, of course, the starter over there as a senior. Gracie Dom, the junior right fielder, takes strike one from Riley Christensen. Final out for Cadott unless they're able to start a rally here. Trailing McDonald 10-2. Nothing and one the count. Rise ball, ball one. Check out our sports calendar at WOGO.com. Busy next several days and getting into tournament time. The 1-1 pitch from Riley, swinging strike two. Final strike for the Cadott Hornets. With two away, bottom of the seventh, none on, 10-2 lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen, the 1-2 pitch, blew it in there, strike three to end the game. McDonald wins three in a row for the first time this season. They move to 13-7 on the year, Cadott 4-12. McDonald sweeps the season series and gets their eighth conference victory. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 10, the Cadott Hornets 2. This is McDonald softball on WOGO Sports. We'll give you the highlights. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff coming up. But Jason, again, McDonald showed all the different phases, offensively, defensively, in the circle that you were looking for here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, let's start in the circle there tonight. Kelsey Bremnes, I mean, hats off to her. She came in, pitched a heck of a game tonight. Eight or nine strikeouts, I think it was, right? And just a couple walks, and she did what she's been doing, you know, most of the time she in her outings, you know, looked real good. Saw some great hitting, too. Saw Kendall come with that big triple. That was that was nice to see. Nice to see her get her going. Yeah, just a great game. We saw a few defensive mistakes in the field, but we saw the Keegan on those ones at third. She rebounded greatly, and you talk about flushing those mistakes, and
yeah,
and she made a few great plays later on in this game, and I was glad to see that.
Well, and when you look at that as well, too, you don't want the mistakes to compound. Again, you want to make sure that there's not an avalanche of mistakes, too, that if you make one, you shake it off and you get back and make the next play. And we saw that, again, with a few bobbles here and there in the field for McDonald, but, again, making the next play and backed by some really strong pitching as well, too. And then when you look at their approach at the plate, again, I think one of the ones that really felt the best is that big triple for Kendall Heffler. Again, she leads off that lineup for a reason. Talented senior, one of the leaders on this team. And it was a scuffle throughout the game for Kendall, but again, when she finally came through, I think that just kind of evidenced the discipline you're looking for at the plate, because once you get to the tournament, you're going to be facing some pitchers that might get you the first two, three times they face you. But again, late in the game, if you still have that mindset of this is my time, that could lead to some big dividends in the most crucial games of the season coming up.
Yeah, if we can get a bat like Kendall Heffler going the way we're, you know, the way we've been used to seeing it the last 4 years, you know, that's just going to be added benefit to us as we make this, you know, start this playoff run.
Well, great to be able to get a game in here. Again, we're a little wind blown as well, too. I probably should have worn a hat. But, again, great to be able to see this after the storms blowing through, and hopefully everyone back home is safe and able to enjoy this one on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel or 103.1 FM or WOGO.com. If you weren't able to make the trip out to us, again, thank you to our hosts here at Cadott. We've still got our Lady Max wrap-up, our post-game show coming up. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll regale you with the highlights as well. All of that in 3 minutes. minutes here on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins it at Cadott 10-2. We're back in three on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
WOGO Postgame Show on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. McDonald wins it 10-2 over Cadott. They're now 13-7 on the season. That was their eighth conference victory. And Jason Bovia, something that Coach Ruff has talked about several times that they accomplished here tonight is getting three in a row. And again, with the level of competition they play in conference and out of conference, getting three in a row can be easier said than done sometimes. And today they got it done. And if there's a time to do it, to start those winning streaks, it's here at the end of the season.
Absolutely. You know, that number three has been a tough number for us. And, you know, I'm looking for number four.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go. I'm excited to see what we can do against, you know. I did double check. Grantsburg is ranked number two in Division Three. Ball Creek's four. So, again, a game. Let's see where we're at. You know.
Yeah, and again, one of the top teams in the state in Division III, and then you're facing another really quality Division III team in Somerset on Tuesday, and we're planning to have that one here on WOGO Sports, and so looking forward to that as well, too. I mean, that Middle Border Conference has been really, really solid and some great competition, and again, you appreciate the respect that they have for your program here at McDonald as well, too, where they say, yeah, playing the Lady Macs is going to make us better, and again, we've seen Altoona, we've seen Baldwin-Woodville split between those two, see what you can do against Somerset. But again, games where both coaches, both programs can say, hey, it makes us better to play one another.
And don't forget State,
Prescott as well, too.
Yes, state-ranked Prescott. I see they're still number six in Division III.
Yeah.
great teams in that conference, and it's exciting for us to get, I'm happy we get a chance to play them.
We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff here in a moment as McDonald wins it 10-2 here on WOGO and gets to 13 victories on the season. I think Coach Ruff is ready to go, so we'll swap places here as Coach Ruff always kind enough to join us here on WOGO Sports in our post-game wrap-up. And we have those highlights coming up for you as well. Head Coach Rick Ruff here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. And Coach, we were just remarking, you've been talking about it for a few weeks now, trying to get to three wins in a row. You did it here again tonight, got the doubleheader sweep against Thorpe, and then got a third victory in a row. So, again, one of those little goal stepping stones along the way, and you got that accomplished tonight.
Yeah, and if you were listening to that little roar down the right field line, that was for that third win, and that was exactly what they were pushing for, and they were looking for that for a long time too.
Again, this is a Kadah team, a talented team. We were talking throughout the broadcast. 1-10 in conference play is nothing to be ashamed of when you play in a conference as good as the Western Clover Belt. It doesn't mean you're a poor team. It just means you play really high-level competition. And on their senior night, Kadah, they came to play again, especially the first few innings. They really looked strong and made you work.
Yeah, what I like the most about it is we just kept adding a run all the way right through. We got the two runs in the first, and then we put another run on, and then another run. Then we got a little bit bigger inning after that. But the fact that we just kept putting runs on every single inning.
And that's something that Jason and I were talking about as well, too. You look at Kendall Heffler at the top of the lineup, and it took several times seeing Muldrum before she got that big triple at the end. But you just look at this team. You talk about getting just a run in an inning, but getting something, making sure that you're not shut out, staying in it, battling, learning each time you go to the plate. And you're going to need that when you get to the tournament. You're going to need that approach at the plate.
Absolutely. We need that all the way through, all the way from 1-9. We've got to make sure that we don't have any easy outs. We got to make people work and play defense. And if we get on the base, we like to run and have a little fun.
And it's great as well, too, to see, again, this 1-9, this order that it's getting stronger and stronger where teams can't say, oh, well, we're at the 7, 8, and 9 hitters and we feel a little bit better about that. When you have your hitters at the bottom of the order saying, hey, we're going to be a tough out, we're going to flip this around, that's a great option to have.
Yes, it is. It's a tribute to those girls that just keep working and they just keep getting better all the time.
What did you think about Kelsey Bremnes in the circle? And Riley came in and pitched a strong seventh, but Kelsey, again, I think we unofficially had her at 8 strikeouts, and she just, again, keeps mixing up the pitches, keeps battling and working well and minimizing walks as well.
Yeah, Kelsey is that. That's it. That's who she is. She likes to mix pitches. She throws fairly hard, but Riley obviously can get it up there a little bit harder than she can. They're a good mix. We went to Riley just because we need some work for everybody. We need to make sure that everybody's going. It's not like Kelsey going to finish, but it's a good 1-2 punch.
And, Coach, again, you've got that 4 seed in the tournament. You've got 2 games that have a chance to make you better coming up next week. You've got Grantsburg, one of the top teams in the state in Division III, another very quality opponent in Somerset coming up on Tuesday as well, too. What do you hope to see with this team? Again, we talk about peaking at the right time. What do you hope to see in those 2 games, win or lose, to make sure that you're at where you want to be on May 27th?
We just need to come out with that never-quit attitude and just keep working and just keep plugging away. We're going to have some ups and downs against teams like that, but we have to just understand that it's part of the game, and if we just stay with the program and keep working hard, good things will happen.
Well, Coach, glad we were able to get this game in. Shout-out to our athletic directors, Bryce Meverden and Zach here at Kadah as well, too, for making things happen here, everybody who worked on the field and such. It ended up being a really beautiful night for softball, and we're glad we could be here.
It was. It was kind of surprising coming over here. Maybe they didn't get quite as much rain as we did in Chippo. We had flooded streets and everything when I left. It's great, and it was a beautiful night.
Well, Coach, we'll see you again soon. Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Rick Ruff will take a 2-minute break and be back with our highlights as McDonald wins 10-2 on the road here at Kadah. Back in 2 minutes.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and
save. The game is over. The Cardinals win.
Roy Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Post-game show here on WOGO Sports. If you're watching on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube, what a beautiful sunset here in Kadat that we're seeing. It's time for highlights as McDonald wins at 10-2 on the road here at Kadat. Here's how it sounded on WOGO. Opening batter for Kadat. They blink McDonald 1-2-3 in the top of the first. The 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three.
Nice
first
pitch
punch out of the Kelsey. Game for Kelsey Bremnes. One ball, two strikes on Kaylee Reinecke, the sophomore catcher, number 17. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, swinging strike three. And two punch outs to start the game for Kelsey Bremnes.
Kelsey.
From Casey Muldrum, the senior.
You and I were talking off air about that play Claire made there, and what a beautiful play. It was to get out of that inning.
I mean, that was a base hit, and Claire just robbed it. There's a hard shot down the left field line for Kelsey Bremnes. She is rounding first, heading towards second with a stand-up double. She loves that third baseline and just hit a screamer to the outfield about 6 feet high.
Beautiful hit. Yeah, she kept it in fair territory. Couldn't ask for a better hit.
Congratulations to Coach Saransky and the Crickets. The 2-1 pitch. Riley sends a rocket out to center field past a diving center fielder. Keegan Winger coming in to score. Riley digging past second. She is headed to third with a stand-up RBI double. And Riley swings the hot bat once again. It's 3-1 McDonald.
That was a rocket hit out to the center fielder. And that center fielder
made a valiant dive.
She did.
That was the senior, Donahue.
First.
Ford, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Craig and the crew, they bring us the keys to the game. Toyson Ford, the dealership where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Kiara Leinick, who gets underneath this one and sends it over the right fielder's head. Kiara rounding first, digging for two, and she will head all the way to third. It is going to be a stand-up triple for Kiara Leinick. What a poke.
Yeah.
For McDonald defensively.
I actually thought that was going to be a ball Jasmine was going to catch. She was backing up on it. I'm not sure what happened there. And then Aaliyah came running into the pitcher.
Casey Muldrum, the senior, struck out her first time up. 2-2 pitch, swinging strike three. And that is punch out number six for Kelsey Bremnes. Four Four-run lead for McDonald, 6-2. One away for the Cadott Hornets. 1-2 count on Lexi Bremnes, the junior. Bremnes, the pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 on the night for Kelsey Bremnes.
Nice off speed, and it had some nice spin to it.
Nothing in 2 the count. Kelsey Bremnes, the pitch, swinging, strike 3. That is 8. Punched out for Kelsey Bremnes on the night. 6-2 lead McDonald. Top of the 6th, 1 away. Runner at 2nd for Kendall Heffler, the Lady Mac senior. Kendall gets a big piece of 1, sends it way out to center field, and it's back to the fence. Kendall all the way around 2nd, heading to 3rd. Wolf comes in to score. It's a stand-up RBI triple for Kendall Heffler.
Awesome 7 hit, to Kendall 2. Heffler there. I was saying in my head, I didn't want to say it all loud, and like, this girl's due for one, Caleb, and she got one finally.
Leah Bobby, the sophomore second baseman. She'll send a shot out to center field, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Aaliyah Bovey is aboard here in the 7th.
A little excited there.
Swinging strike 2. Final strike for the Cadott Hornets. With 2 away, bottom of the 7th, none on, 10-2 lead for McDonald. Riley Christensen, the 1-2 pitch, blew it in there, strike 3 to end the game. McDonald wins 3 in a row for the first time this season. They move to 13-7 on the year. Cadott 4-12. McDonald sweeps the season series and gets their 8th conference victory. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 10, the Cadott Hornets 2. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Again, Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bovey wrapping things up here on a gorgeous night in Cadott. And Jason, a couple tough non-conference games coming up. Again, seeding is out. Nothing to worry about with those. You just want to get better after you play those 2 games. And then a little bit of a layoff. You'll actually have about a week layoff coming back on the 27th against the Loyola Greenwood, the co-op there. And McDonald with that 4 seed, they'll play the first game at Casper Park in the tournament. But before you get to the tournament, again, some work to do in practice and on the field. Looking forward to seeing where this team's at again in just over a week.
Yeah. And it starts, you know, girls will first of all get a nice weekend off.
Yes.
2 weekends in a row of doubleheader softball, and the girls are getting a nice weekend rest. And then, like I said, I'm excited to go into Grantsburg, and you know, our backs are going to be against the wall against that well-coached, great team up there in Grantsburg. And I want to go up there and I want to compete.
Yeah.
And we both know we can. Let's just play. You know, my goal, go up there and play competitive softball.
Yeah. And again, it's not about the W or the L there. It's just saying, hey, can we stand toe-to-toe with the best in the state, not only just this year, but Grantsburg, again, perennially is an incredible program. And it's one of those confidence boosters, confidence builders, just like, again, the second game against Fall Creek got away from us a little bit, but that first game against Fall Creek, against one of the best teams in the state, defending D4 state champions, and you had the tying run at third base in the 7th inning with that. And so, again, if you can play that kind of softball, as Coach Ruff has said so many times, he said, when we play the way we can play with anybody in the state. And that's the kind of softball you want to be playing as we close out the regular season and get to the tournament.
Yeah. Let's just keep building and you know, end the season strong and playing our best softball, and hopefully the best is yet to come for this Lady Macs team.
Jason, as always, a pleasure to do a game with you. Thanks for being on call on short notice like everybody was here today as we kind of picked this game up on the fly, but so glad we could do it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks to your WOGO team. I did mention to you that, you know, I had a few people shoot me messages on how great the quality is watching from home with your guys' stream here, and I know there's lots of Macs fans out there that really appreciate you guys and all that you do for us.
every game.
It's our pleasure, and again, we appreciate all the sponsors that you see during these broadcasts and here on the radio as well that help make these game broadcasts possible for Chi High and McDonald. Appreciate our camera operator, video producer on site, Sam Aberley, and also Dawson Halverson, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. For Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from beautiful Cadott, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 10, the Cadott Hornets 2. This has been McDonald Lady Mac Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Joyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.